All right. Good afternoon, everyone. It is June 9th, and this is the subcommittee.
Jeff
Barker. We're on a time crunch, buddy.
I'm thanking the doctor for saving Alan Olson's life.
That's nice you care about Republicans.
I do care about
Republicans. only certain ones.
So we're still in the subcommittee on public safety of the Joint Ways and Means Committee. I have no one signed up for Senate Bill 128, House Bill 2002, or House Bill 2228 for the public hearing. So if there's no one here for that, we're just going to work session them, if everyone's okay with that. So I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 128. Oh, sorry. It's okay. I should have.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair, Senator Shields, members of the committee. Senate Bill 128 includes the base pay of certain telecommunicators as a comparable factor to be considered by an arbitrator in establishing pay for telecommunicators employed by the Oregon State Police. This subcommittee held a public hearing on this bill on June 1st. The measure, the original staff measure summary, preliminary Joint Committee on Ways and Means staff measure summary, fiscal impact statement, and the measure history are all available on OLIS. And the fiscal impact of this bill for the 2015-2017 biennium is $213,936. And the dash A4 amendment adds an appropriation in this amount to the Oregon State Police's 2015-17 budget.
Excellent. Do I have a motion?
Yes, Madam Co-Chair, I move Senate Bill 128, the dash 4 amendment to Senate Bill 128.
Senator Shields moves the dash A4 amendments into Senate Bill 128. Is there any discussion? Is there any? Oh, yes. Representative Krieger.
I just think we need to be mindful that if we train competent, good people, get them to come to work for us. We want to make sure we try to keep them in those agencies, so the history of those agencies, and they become dedicated to that agency, not just be a stepping stone.
Well, that is the intent of this bill, so thank you. Any more discussion? Any objection? So moved.
All right. I move Senate Bill 128 as amended to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Shields moves Senate Bill 128 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? So moved. I'm going to close that work session.
Carriers.
Carriers.
No. I'll carry it in the Senate.
Wayne Krieger can carry it in the House.
Are you in the full? I'm not in.
But you can on the floor.
On the floor, when it gets there, yeah. If you want me to.
Yeah.
In full committee?
I'll carry
it
in the floor.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they should do it.
Well, in the full.
Yeah.
Okay. With that, I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2002.
Ready to go?
I am.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2002 defines profiling and requires law enforcement agencies to have written policies prohibiting profiling. It establishes the Law Enforcement Contacts and Policy Data Review Committee as a repository for profiling complaints. It further establishes an interim work group, which was staffed by Legislative Administration Committee Services, declares an emergency effective upon passage. The fiscal impact of the bill is $250,431 general fund. This funding passes through the Higher Education Coordinating Commission to the Criminal Justice Policy Research Institute at Portland State University, which will continue the efforts of the Law Enforcement Contacts and Policy Data Review Committee. The Dash A4 amendment clarifies the date by which law enforcement agencies are to have written profiling policies, January 1, 2016, and provides appropriation language. And the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends the amendment.
Thank you.
Madam Co-Chair, I move the Dash A4 amendment to House Bill 2002.
Senator Shields moves the dash A4 amendments into House Bill 2002. Discussion.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I don't see the Campbell people, but I understand that the police organization and the sheriff's organization are supportive. I don't know that I heard whether they're supportive of the dash 4 since that just came out.
Representative Wisnant, my understanding is they are supportive. This was a lot of effort was put into a work group on this, and Kevin Campbell was very, very involved in crafting this bill. There's Kevin Campbell. After I told you, you didn't have to be here. Question is profiling and sheriffs and the chiefs and where you are on the
dash four.
The dash force.
Co-chairs and members of the committee, the dash four amendments are the ones. Are they new?
Oh,
they are. They do two things. One is to provide the appropriation, provide the money, and then the other thing is to change the date by which agencies must have the profiling policies from October 1 of 15 to January 1 of 16.
Right. And with that, co-chairs and members of the committee, yes, the chiefs are both good with the amendment and good with the bill. We sat down with proponents, worked hard to try to come together to address the solution that we believe gives us a chance to address this in the state. And we feel like law enforcement wants to be a partner in ensuring that this is a state that continues to be, frankly, on the progressive edge of doing things well. And we want to continue to do that. We see that happening best in partnership. So thank you for the opportunity to share that on the record and for clarifying what the dash four is worth. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. And I was just saying, Kevin, that I was thanking you and all of the organizations that worked on this, because I know you all put a ton of work into getting to a place where everybody felt comfortable. And so you and CIO and the ACLU and OCDLA and the DAs and everybody else who was there working on this, I know a lot of effort went into it. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, clarification. The sheriff's organization, too, are they're okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Eric Myers was part of this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. With that, any further discussion? Senator Bates.
Just a comment, really. Mr. Campbell's had trouble being at meetings today. We were looking for him at 8:30 this morning, too. I go track him. It's just one of those. I mean, there's explanation here. There's something going on we don't know about. Or.
Yeah. Just say it loud enough into the microphone, he shows up. So, excellent.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry I'm late, and they weren't coming to get me to make sure I was here for the vote. But, you know, you made the statement about how well the various entities have worked together, and that is true, not only on this, but of other issues that we in Oregon deal with. A member of Women in Government, and like to brag about the collaboration that we do here, are able to accomplish in Oregon with our public safety community. So I just want to go on record and thank all who participated in this to make certain that we have a good piece of legislation. It's work well done, and I know that those who have banged on our door from the advocacy groups for the past few years, yes, are happy to.
Representative Krieger.
This issue is not unique just to Oregon. Nope. You see it playing out, you know, from Ferguson to Baltimore, to everywhere that you can think of. So the sooner we actually recognize what it is, study it, and come up with some of the conclusions or some working things we need to do, I think the better off we're all going to be.
Thank you, Representative Krieger. I would just follow with, we have a significant issue in this country when people don't trust the criminal justice system. And it was really important to have the law enforcement at the table, recognizing that if people don't trust law enforcement or the process, then they won't report crimes and they won't get the services they need. So, yes.
That's also why you need Senate Bill 822.
And it's also why we need to make certain we've got police policing excellence.
And Senate Bill 871.
Well, we're putting plugs on the record. All right. Any further discussion? Any objection? So moved.
Madam Co-Chair, I move House Bill 2002 as amended to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Shields moves House Bill 2002 as amended to the full with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? So moved. I'd like to carry it to full. Actually, and Frederick and I are going to co-carry it in the House.
And Senate?
I'd like to carry it if you don't mind.
I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2002. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2228.
Thank you.
Okay. This is a punchy group today. Okay.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair, Senator Shields, members of the committee. House Bill 2228 requires the Oregon State Police to establish a voluntary fingerprint retention program through which the state police would retain fingerprint cards and facsimiles of fingerprints received from the FBI or created during a state criminal records check. This subcommittee held a public hearing on this bill on May 21st. All the materials related to the bill, the bill itself, the original staff measure summary, the fiscal impact statement, et cetera, are available on OLIS.
All right.
And no amendments, right?
No amendments.
Do you want to make this motion, or do you want?
I don't mind.
Okay.
Madam Co-Chair, I move House Bill 2228 to the full Committee of Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Shields moves House Bill 2228A to the full with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Yes. Representative Gorsuch.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I've had some discussions related to this bill since our initial hearing, and I'm satisfied that everything that can be done to protect the privacy of state workers is in the bill. Unfortunately, we can't control the federal government, and it does have to go through their system as well. But there's no reason why we couldn't. I know some people don't like House and Senate memorials, but there's no reason why we couldn't create something that would at least inspire the FBI not to maintain this information inappropriately. So I'm going to be a yes on this.
Representative Gorsuch, if you can inspire the FBI to do something, more power to you.
Oh,
I
make no guarantees.
Any further discussion? Any objections? Senator Shields. So I'm going to close that work session. I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 3406.
Carriers.
Oh, carriers. Representative Wisnant will carry in the full. And then who wants to carry in the Senate?
Is that Nate? Is that Nate?
I'll take the Senate. It's healthcare workers.
Not I'll carry it on the floor.
Yeah. They should give it to us first.
I can carry it.
So, all right. So I have one person, Todd Anderson. DPSST, if anyone else wants to testify on this bill, come on down. Julie.
Thank you. House Bill 3406 adds assisting with recruiting and community outreach to the primary purposes of the Center for Policing Excellence at DPSST. Declares an emergency. It's effective on passage.
Excellent. Mr. Anderson.
Co-Chair Shields, Co-Chair Williams, and members of the committee. My name is Todd Anderson. I'm the training director at DPSST, and I have prepared a written testimony, and I'm sensitive to your time, so I can either do that or answer any questions that you have.
Do you want to give us a quick summary of your written testimony?
Yes. There's approximately 5,500 police officers, sworn officers, in the state of Oregon, and that's from the biggest agency, Portland, with 940 sworn to one-person police agencies. And we provide all the basic training for those folks, as well as corrections, parole and probation, and the telecommunicators. The bill itself would provide a statewide effort designed around proactive outreach, and which there is no current resource in the state to do this, and a recruitment over to develop a pipeline with youths and adults interested in possibly pursuing careers in both sworn and non-sworn. What we hear around the state is that city, county, state, and tribal enforcement agencies are looking for qualified applicants, but the pool is extremely limited. Law enforcement is a growth industry. The passage of this bill would provide training to community stakeholders, leaders on professional standards for police and how to assist local agencies in recruiting qualified candidates, how to facilitate on opportunity for basic students to coach kids in a safe scenario environment, developing and delivering regional training on validated community-based recruitment strategies, creating presentation materials and videos that can be used by agencies with limited resources. We want to engage communities to collect input useful in creating and evaluating up-to-date training, particularly related to legitimacy, cultural competency, and social interactions.
Excellent. Thank you. Questions? Representative Gorsuch.
Actually, not a question, more of a comment. Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Basically, I think this is an excellent way to go, and I see this as a way for us to set up a dynamic where we will be bringing in hopefully more diverse groups of people, especially starting with students and moving them forward, that'll inspire them to want to be working in law enforcement. There's nothing wrong with self-selected people, but I think many times then we don't get the diversity, whether it's more women, more people of color, gay and lesbian communities. And so I think that this is a positive way to help those things happen. So I support the bill.
Representative Krieger.
You've seen recently where there's been a lot less support for the police in some of these large cities. We've had 5 officers executed in the last, month and a half, something like that. Starting once in New York, Arizona. I can't remember where the lone guy was. If this type of thing starts happening and you have less support for well-qualified officers, it will become more difficult to recruit anybody to come in to law enforcement.
You know, just a comment. You know, we talked at length about the necessity of police excellency and the positive implications and impact that it can have. And this is just another piece in a tool in the toolkit. I think we're all aware that of what's happening nationally and what we can do to be very proactive and positive in this state to avoid some of what we've seen across this country, but also to bring back to policing that respect and interaction with the communities across the state, because I think that's critical. You know, I think when I grew up and, you know, I knew all the officers and they knew all the families and all the kids and, you know, and what have you, and then you had kids who wanted to be officers. You know, there was this high level of respect. They see a lot now on TV, so that we don't have the same interaction that you used to have. And I just think that this is a good step forward and a good addition to the tool in the tool set. I think the more that we think, and that's why we started policing excellence, if you will. So I'm very pleased to join you, Rep. Gorsuch, in supporting this. I commended my law enforcement community here in Marion County, both the sheriff and my chief, you know, at the work that they do with the community, because it is about the community. And as much as the community not only respects, but those young people who are in our schools and what have you, maybe want to become officers one day, I think that that's a positive for us all and a win-win.
And co-chairs and Senator Winters, as DPSST remains neutral, I can tell you that the chiefs and sheriffs support this also.
Excellent. Kevin Campbell's in the room, so that's good. There he is. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. There you go.
Any other questions? All right. With that, thank you.
Thank you
very
much.
I will close the public hearing. And we are on for Thursday, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Wednesday. Nothing tomorrow. We're here back on Thursday. Okay.
Some of us are going to visit the ladies in Albany. I think
all
that's
the girls.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Oak Creek.
I think that's tomorrow.
Okay. I don't either. All right. I'm going to adjourn. All right. I'm going to.